Blog Talk Radio.
Get too tired of hearing that song. I tell you, you ought to tell God, I need you to cover me. I tell you, the blood covering is so much needed in our lives today. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And you know how we start this broadcast off. We start it off with prayer. So for those of you that have your prayer lists or touching and agreeing, and I'm praying that you're touching and agreeing with us as we pray, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, and we are to pray one for another. Amen. Amen. So go ahead and get your prayer list as we touch and agree. Prepare your hearts, your mind to get in that set place for you to have that conversation with God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, and you see all other prayer lists that is raised before you, Lord Father. Father, as we're touching and agreeing and praying one for another, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of. And Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, the prayer, O God, that you're answering as we pray, Lord, and about to answer, Lord. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord, Father. Father, we're just saying thank you for this opportunity right now, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Andy, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we speak, Lord, Father, and praying, O God, for his salvation, Lord, Father. And we ask you, O God, to touch his body right now, Lord. Father, you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. So, Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you, Lord, all those today that we have on our prayer lists, Lord, Father, that have cancer, Lord, Father. Father, right now, Lord, Father, for Jessica Nelson that have cancer, as we call them before you, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, for touching their bodies. We thank you, Lord, Father, for just showing up and showing out right now, Lord. Father, we hold before you Bobby that has prostate cancer, Lord, Father. We come against prostate cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you, oh God. Father, touch right now, Lord, Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father, as we ask you to touch these bodies, Lord. Father, touch Yvonne Talbot right now with uterus cancer, Lord. Vishon Hanpil with cancer in the brain, Lord, Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to dry it up from the root cause, Lord, Father. TJ that has pancreas cancer, Lord. Spurgeon Walters that has lung cancer, O God. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, Carol Townsend, O God, that has cancer, Lord, Father. We hold in them, O God. Lisa that has cancer, O God. Touch right now, Lord, Father. Heal, deliver, and set free, O God. Father, we know that you can do it, Lord. Father, Yamilet that have breast cancer, O God, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father Ruti, Lord Father, that has brain cancer, Lord Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak wholeness and wellness onto them, Lord Father. Wholeness and wellness, Lord Father, for you say by your stripes that we are healed, Lord. And Father, we know that you're bigger than any sickness or any disease, Lord Father, that is coming forth, Lord Father, in bodies today, Lord Father. Father, see the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Mosley right now, Lord Father, as we continue, oh God, to keep her covered under the blood, Lord Father, and pray, oh God, for your continual strength and your hedge of protection, oh God, round about her, Lord Father, as she continue to preach, teach your gospel, Lord Father, leading your people, Lord Father, to you, Lord Father. Father, we know, oh God, that you can do it, Lord, and nothing is too hard for you, oh God. So we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Prophetess Gaines, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for continual peace and comfort, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your supernatural strength, O God, within her that she continue, Lord Father, to run for you and do what thus say the Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for each and every one, Lord Father, of your men and women of God, Lord Father, your fivefold ministry, O God, that are preaching, teaching your word right now. We ask you, O God, to keep the hedge of protection round about them, O God. And no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. See the blood covering right now, O Lord. See the blood covering them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, rise up those prayer warriors, those watchmen, Lord Father, those intercessors, Lord Father, to stand in the gap right now, Lord Father, for their leaders right now, Lord Father, that they stay covered under the blood, Lord Father, for the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy, Lord Father. Father, they know, Lord Father, if they cut their head off, Lord Father, that the body will die, Lord Father. But Father, we cancel that assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father. And Father, we praying right now for our leaders right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, just show up and show out right now, Lord. Father, we're giving you praise. We're giving you glory, Lord Father, that is due unto your holy name, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you, oh God, Alvin Van Zandt, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the surgeries that you have brought him through, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for your supernatural strength, Lord Father, and healing, Lord Father, continually, Lord Father, flowing through and through him, Lord Father. Father, we pray, Lord Father, for his wife, Pauline, Lord Father, and his kids right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're dealing with, Lord Father, what is going on, Lord Father. And Father, we cover that household right now under the blood, Lord Father. And we thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering today, Lord. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yvonne, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father. We asking you right now, Lord Father, to intervene right now on her behalf, Lord Father. Father, you know what she's in need of, Lord Father. We settling for nothing less, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you. We glorifying and magnifying you, O God. Father, we continue to hold Essence and her son before you, Lord Father, as we keep them covered under the blood, Lord Father. We thank you and glorifying you right now, Lord Father, for working things out on her behalf, Lord. And no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you for your hedge of protection, Lord Father, round about them, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you right now for your strength. We ask you right now, oh God, for your healing right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as she continue pressing forth, Lord Father. Father, let her, Lord Father, never give up on you, Lord Father. Let her continue, Lord Father, to praise you, Lord Father. And Father, continue to use her, Lord Father, to glorify your kingdom right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tory Bonds, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now, Lord Father. We ask you to show up and show out in his life right now, Lord Father, letting him know, Lord Father, that you have never left him nor forsake him, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for placing him in a better environment, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for the people, Lord Father, that are taking care of him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord Father, for we know that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. Father, you're moving, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dietra, Lord Father, and we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her through, Lord Father, that major surgery right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the road of recovery that she is on, Lord Father. Father, strengthen her, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, her family, Lord Father. Touch her husband, her children, oh God, as we cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Father, we pray, Lord Father, for your strength, Lord Father, your comfort and your peace, Lord Father. Father, we pray in today, Lord Father, for our children and grandchildren, Lord, as we cover them under the blood, Lord. Father, and they're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father, and we render it null and void in the name of Jesus. Father, we cover, Lord Father, the schools right now, Lord Father. We come against trafficking, child molestation, Lord Father, bullying, Lord Father, school shooting right now in the name of Jesus, and we render it null and void, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your hedge of protection round about schools today, Lord Father. Father, round about, Lord Father, the bus transportation, the school buses right now, Lord Father. Father, see the blood covering, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing them back home safely, O God, to us, Lord Father. Father, we take nothing and no one for granted, O God. Father, we know each and every day, Lord Father, that you have given us, Lord Father. It's one more day, Lord Father, that you give us to get it right with you, to draw closer to you, to draw others, Lord Father, to you, Lord Father. So, Father God, this day, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to use us, Lord Father, to draw someone, Lord Father, into your kingdom, Lord. Let us be a light in someone's darkness today, Lord Father. Father, let them know, Lord Father, that you're just a breath away, Lord Father. Let them know, Lord Father, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast, Lord Father. Father, and each and every person that are listening, Lord Father, or speaking on this broadcast, Lord Father, we thank you for seeing the blood covering, Lord Father. And we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching the airwaves right now, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for just showing up and showing out. We thank you, oh God, for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for those right now that are accepting you, Lord, as their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord Father, for being that God of many chances, Lord. So, Father, touch our listeners today, Lord Father. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father, for supplying their needs right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. touch, Lord Father. Move within their homes right now, Lord Father, on their jobs right now, Lord Father. Do it for them, Lord Father. Do it for them, O God, for we take you not for granted, Lord. We know, Lord Father, that you're the God that healeth thee, Lord. We know, Lord Father, that you are the best physician, Lord Father. We know, O God, that you are that way maker, Lord Father. You make ways out of no ways, Lord Father. So we say thank you today, Lord. Thank you today, Lord Father, that we can join together, Lord Father, hearing, Lord Father, learning, Lord Father, more about you, Lord Father, and less of us, Lord Father. Teach us, Lord Father, to examine ourselves, O God, on a daily basis, Lord Father. Show us, Lord Father, where we are wrong, Lord Father. Show us, O God, where we need to clean it up, Lord Father. Father, that the enemy, O God, may no longer, Lord Father, have the power over us, Lord Father. But, Father, we operate in that power and that authority, O God, that you have given us, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you for hearing prayers today. We thank you, O God, for answering prayers today, Lord Father. Father, we ask all this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this day, O God. Father, and I take it not for granted, Lord Father, for I know, Lord Father, that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you for that power and that authority, O God, that you have given us, Lord, that we take not for granted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all are to give God praise. He woke you up this morning, clothing your right mind. He woke you up. You are not standing before him today. Give him praise today. Find it not robbery to give him praise. Amen. 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 Let me give you the word today. It says, God will never leave you empty. He will replace everything you lost. If he asks you to put something down, it's because he wants you to pick up something greater. God will never leave you empty. He will replace everything you lost. If he asks you to put something down, it is because he wants you to pick up something greater. Can you believe that today? Can you believe that today? I tell you, the God that we serve, he wants nothing but the best for us. But are we prepared? Are we making, you know, that effort to receive what it is God has for us? Are we doing so? Because we have to do our part as well as God doing his within us. Amen. I won't be before you long, but for those of you that may have a question or may want to say something, all you have to do is press the one button. It's not my broadcast. It's God's broadcast. And he used us to get to know more about him, the broadcasters that you listen to. You know, it all depends on what it is that, you know, you want to know about, study more about, you know, you're going to seek that broadcast. So by you being here, letting me know that, you know, hey, more about God and less about us, because it's all about him and what he wants for us. Amen. So for those of you that may be listening on another device, maybe your computer, your iPod, you know, that is not a phone line, the calling number is 347-857-3925. And press the number 1 if you just want to expound on what is being talked about. You may have that praise report, knowing that, you know, we have you on our prayer list, and, you know, you just want to let everyone know what God has done for you. And never be ashamed of what God has done for you. Because you know what? Your trial that you went through is a testimony for someone else that is going through what you are going through, right, that you have been through. So therefore, by their listening to you, they know that there is a God. They know that they can make it through as well. So never be ashamed to share your testimony with someone. Share it today, and you will be surprised. God laid on your heart to share that testimony for a reason. He is speaking to you. He is speaking to you because you are that willing vessel at the time. And he is using you to touch and reach someone else. So listen to that still small voice when it's talking to you. Listen to it. That still small voice is not going to tell you to go out there and do wrong. Go out there to hurt someone today. Amen. Jesus, have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy upon your people right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord Father, Father, I ask you, O God, to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Father, bring forth this word, Lord Father, in the way that you want me to bring forth this word, Lord Father. Father, I thank you for the ears that hear it, Lord Father, and the heart that receive it, Lord Father. And Father, sometimes we know, Lord Father, that the message is not just only, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that are hearing it, Lord Father, but those, Lord Father, that are giving it as well, Lord Father. So Father, as I cover, Lord Father, myself under the blood, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, to show up and show out this day, Lord Father. Father, that the word, Lord Father, may glorify your kingdom today, Lord. Father, that we take not the word for granted, O God. Father, I thank you, I glorify, and I magnify you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, I just love, as you know, I pray. I love to pray. I don't mind praying. And if you love to pray too, you know what? Pray not just for yourself, but for others as well. Pray today. The world needs prayer. The people in your life need prayer. Prayer. We serve an awesome and powerful God. You hear me say it all the time. I brought forth this message before, and it was laid to bring it back today in listening to Bible study last night. Cause it. And one thing I like about Bible Talk at the City of Victory. It is real talk. It is real talk. It's no pretentious nothing. What is going on today, what we are dealing with today, there is scriptures to back it up. Though we are in a different time, there are scriptures to back it up. Again, my message is, what are you resurrecting? Because today, it's a whole lot of stuff that we are doing that we need to get it right. Yes, we. Because none of us are perfect. None of us. What is resurrection? The act or an in bringing something back to life. Rebirth, renewal, revival. Okay? All have re. Those was the symptom of the synonym words that the dictionary gives. And we are talking about resurrecting. And resurrecting is what? To bring back to life. Again, the synonym for that is reviving and renewing. That is just, again, some of the words. Re, with the meaning, again, back, or it indicates repetitious. Now, you all know that, you know, around Easter time, that you call it Resurrection Sunday. Okay? And in, I'm going to say, in this world today, I don't understand how is it that, you know, Jesus could die one month and raise up this month, and then the following year or how much years later, you know, here it is, it's a different month that he died. And he rise up again. I don't understand. Maybe you all do. Maybe you all accept that. Maybe you all don't question that. But I have a problem with that, and that's just me. Because it ain't no way that, hey, I could tell you the day that my mom died. A couple years later, she's still dead. But Jesus, he died and he rose again. Only one time. Only one time did he die and rose. So today, we're talking about resurrection and what it is that you are resurrecting today. So you know that, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, and he rose again. When he rise up, he went to hell and he took the keys from hell, death, and the grave. He took them. He resurrected those. His people, he resurrected. So today, when we look at ourselves, you can look as when you put off that old man and put on that new man. When you put on that new man today, you know who you are walking in and with today. Because that new man is Christ within you, operating within you. Remember, we take nothing for granted. The fact that he is so mindful of us. He is a God of many chances. He is a God of many chances. I'm going to you what John 11 and 25 says. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live today. Let's go back. And let us see that Jesus rose from the dead. Three people. First one was the widow woman's son. That was the first one. You can go in your reading pleasure in Luke 7, 11 through 15. The second one, Jairus' daughter, and you will find that in Luke 8, 41 through 56. And the one that will let you know that he is the Messiah, that they fail to see that he was the Messiah, the one that the prophets from before have spoken about, prophesy about, was Lazarus. And you will find that in John 11, 1 through 44. You read that chapter. Read it today in your quiet time with God. Because he wasn't just dead one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. He was rose from the dead. And what did God do? What did Jesus do? Because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, is all one. What did he do? He called forth. He resurrected him from the dead. How many days? 4 days. What are you resurrecting in your life today? Because you see, when you take off the old man and put on the new man, and things are not going right for you, because you figure because you're now in Christ, it's peaches and cream, and I'm not going to go through nothing. But if God sent his only begotten son here, and he walked this earth, without sin, though they handle him the way they handle him, who are we? Do you think that we are not going to go through something? Thing about it is, when we're going through, he is right there with us. He is right there with us as we are going through. If we take heed and listen, we will hear him talking to us. We would hear him say, don't go down this path. Go down this path. Don't go here. Stay right here. He tells you, but we are not paying attention. We are not paying attention. We are so busy in self that we don't even get into our spiritual form. Remember, we are spirit being first. We are spirit being first. So when we begin to go back, and when we're going through and we can't trust God, we begin to resurrect old behavior within ourselves. Old behavior that was never dealt with. So now it's showing up. So let me tell you just a little bit. So we came out of the world, and we are now in Christ. We have accepted him as our Lord and Savior. We repented everything. We found a church, a Bible-believing church, which I pray that's exactly what, you know, you did look for. One that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now you're in there. And as you're in there, there is stuff within us that needs to be cleaned up. Old behavior patterns that we have been, you know, dealing with for years. I ain't saying how old I am, but, you know, look at your age. Look at where you became knowledgeable of self, knowing right from wrong, and you can go way back into your childhood and remember all those things that you have done not of God. All that needs to be cleaned up. We have generational curses in our family lineage that needs to be dealt with. When you hear them talk about root causes of situations that you are dealing with, what is the root cause? You're sick in your body. You have, you know, let's say, okay, you have cancer, whatever. The doctors are looking for the root cause of it. Where did it come from? Well, you're now in church, right? People think that, oh, well, I have to get clean up first before I come into church. Your first step was accepting him and repenting. That's your first step. Because now you're acknowledging. So the healing process and the delivering process now have to take place. It has to take place within you. If it don't, old behavior will continue to resurrect in your life. It will come forth. Why? Because it was never dealt with. The way you react to a situation is a root cause why you're reacting the way that you are reacting. You see, the ministry here is healing and deliverance ministry, okay? And let me tell you something. When God delivers you from something, he delivers you from it. But trust and believe that that spirit right there is lurking around you, waiting for that opportunity. Give it a little crack and it will seep right back in. And you want to know, why is it I'm doing this? God delivered me from this. Yeah, he delivered you from it, but you slipped. You slipped. You begin to get slack in your time with God. You know, you allow every and anything to come between you and God. So therefore, what happens? You fall back into old behavior. You see, when you backslide, you don't backslide today. You've been backsliding. Slowly but surely, that's exactly what you've been doing. You used to spend time in the Word. Every and anything now comes before the Word. You used to have that quiet time with God. You build your time up. You went from 5 minutes to hours just talking, meditating with God, having that time with him. And now you don't even give him a minute. You don't even get, because now your old behavior is coming back. He heals, he delivers, and he sets you free. That's, he does all that. When the enemy comes in, he is right there. He is right there. Do we do? We've gone back to old behavior. We are not listening to that still small voice anymore. When you go to church and the word is being ministered to you, and when I say to you, I'm talking the message that's coming forth. You know where some, like, they talking directly to me. Yay, God getting your attention. You wasn't listening to that still small voice, so you came to church. And he's giving it to you again. That conscious now is like, they talking about me. But if you pay attention, you realize that God was talking to you before, but you're not listening. And don't talk about when, you know, the prophet, the prophetess, you know, the apostle, they come and they speak to you what God is saying to them. They prophesying to you. Remember, God was still trying to get your attention because he see that you're slipped back in to your old behavior. That's what you resurrect. Deliverance is needed when you come into Christ. You are no longer that old man. You are that new man. You will have friends. You will have family. You will have things that will draw you back if you are not strong enough. I remember that there was someone in the ministry years ago when I came in, and they thought that they were strong, you know, and they could go and deliver a family member. And the word came and tell them, you are not strong enough. You cannot do it. And they took offense. They took offense to the word. And you know what? They still went. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. Let me tell you. We are spirit being first. What you're being delivered from is those spirits that you have within you, those generational curses that come down, those that you even create out there as you're going in, you know. It's messed up. But when God cleans you up, he cleans you up. So tell me today, are you going to let what God has delivered you from stay there? Or are you going to resurrect them in your life? Remember that we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The Bible says it. The Bible says it. Today, speak to those dark places. You know, those places that you have hidden that you don't want nobody to know about, but know that God knows all, he sees all. There is nothing that he don't know about you. There is no secret in God. There is no secret that you can keep from him. Speak to those dark places. Speak life and allow the light to come forth. Because what is light? Light is a, you know, darkness cannot prevail over light. It cannot and it will not prevail over light. No way, no how. God is light. God is light. You go in Genesis, in the beginning, it tells you he created. He created everything by speaking. And that's what happens to us. He gave us that power and that authority that we can speak and we can create. We can create the atmosphere that we're in. That you are not subject to your enemy's atmosphere, but they are subject to yours. Why? Because you are that light. That's what you are resurrecting in your life, the light. You staying in the light. And you always hear us say, be that light in someone's darkness. Be that light in someone's darkness today. You don't know what that person is going through. You don't know. They are having a bad day. You have bad days. You have bad days. And you are strong enough to recognize, you know, what it is. That you can begin to speak life. Life is life. Into your situation. You can change. You have people around you that can do the same thing. They see that you're going through and they're there to encourage you. They're there to build you up and let you know who your creator is. Say, hey, come on. Let's go. You know who your father is. You know who your creator is. He gives you the power and that authority to speak to any situation. Trusting and believing in him. You can do it. But it's too hard. You want to go back to that old man. Leave someone get you mad. Oh, I'm going to lay down Jesus. And I'm going to pick him up when I'm done because Jesus ain't doing it fast enough. That's that old man. You just resurrected. You went back to your old behavior. Your old behavior you went back to. You allowed the enemy to slip you a Mickey right in there without you even realizing it. You see how cunning the enemy is? He is on his post 24/7. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. We are to pray one for another. We see our brother and sister going through something. Pray for them. Help them. Lift them up. Don't talk about them. And I hate to say it. We that are followers in Christ will tear our brothers and sisters down. Instead of building them up, you are no different than you are in the world. No different. Because that's what the world does. And when they look at you and they see you doing it, you know they're saying, but I thought there was a Christian. I thought there was a follower of Christ. Look at the behavior that they're doing. Old behavior. You wasn't even delivered from it. I have witnessed for being delivered. And let me tell you, you better be prayed up. Because if you think the enemy is playing, the enemy is not playing, people. You better stay prayed up. Because all that enemy is waiting for is to enter into someone else and let it not be you. Let it not be you. So if you think for 1 minute that you're not subject to that when you're in the world, or when you think that, you know, you're in Christ and playing with the devil on the other side, remember the fight is in the mind. It said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. Principalities. Go read it in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, start from the 10th verse. I can tell you that. I can tell you that. Because you know what? I had to learn that scripture many years ago before I even came into Christ. Before I came into Christ. You see, when you make that decision and you say, and I'm going to tell you what I said. I said, Lord, I want to learn more of you. I want to learn more about you. I want to be baptized. Things that I was doing, going to the clubs, you know, hanging out. I used to have a mouth like a sailor. Oh, yeah, that's what they call it. Mm-hmm. Okay? I said, I don't want to curse anymore. That is not becoming of you. That's not how a young lady supposed to operate. Okay? The enemy don't care who he used and what he used, the tactics that he used. And let me tell you, I can tell you this. I'm not ashamed. I used to be ashamed. But you see, that's a trick of the enemy. Because if you ashamed of where you came from, the enemy still have the stronghold over you. And that's why I say the tests and the trials that you go through, don't be afraid to share it with someone else. Don't be ashamed, because it will help somebody else. It may not be for someone that is listening right now, but someone that listened to the broadcast in a later time, and they just happened to pull up this one. You know, and nothing happens by accident. Why I can tell you about Ephesians 6 and start at the 10th verse, it's because one time I wanted to commit suicide. I was just so tired of everything, family, friends, work, everything. And I was like, who's going to miss me? Who? Who cares? Nobody cares. Y'all listening? That's the trick of the enemy. Because God cares about you. He loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son, only begotten son, to die for us. And let me tell you, I call a family member that I know that isn't God. And I tell them, I say, I need you to pray for me. This is what I am feeling because I'm struggling. And you know how they say, you know, you have that, the angels sitting on you. You have the good one and the bad one. And you see in the cartoon, you have the good angel is the white angel and the bad angel is the devil. You know, you see it. I ain't crazy. Y'all know all about it. Okay? Let me tell you something. It is real, people, when they say the fight is in the mind. Everything happens in the mind and starts in the mind. And I was struggling. And I tell her, I said, please, I need you to pray for me. And as she began to pray, I literally heard a voice tell me not to listen to her to listen. That was the fight that was going on, because I'm struggling to hear what she is saying, and I'm hearing this voice as well. And she prayed and she prayed until I feel the release. And she read that to me, and she said, "Cuz, you need to, you know, read this. Let me tell you all something. It is real." I came into this ministry. Remember, I asked God. I went to different churches, several churches I went and sit in. One just, it was the playoff. And everything he was talking about was the playoff, because after service was finished, they was going to have, you know, the big screen in there, and they were going to watch the playoff there at church, so you could come and watch it. It irritated my spirit so bad. It irritated me, and someone had invited me to come to church. And trust me, this was not even where I was going, but Lord, have your way. Just to show you some of the churches that you're in, you're going to, pay attention, wake up. Wake up. I was in there and I was really irritated. My spirit was irritated. And the person that invited me to church was a coworker. And I'm sitting in there and it's just, I said, "Lord, help me. Help me." Because I was getting ready to get up and walk out. I thank God that when I felt that urge that I can't take it no more, service was winding up. I'm sorry, but I can't come back to this church. I went to another church. It's a Sunday. It was around election time or voting time, however it is, on a Sunday. And I walked where, when I was looking for church, every church that I went to, I was walking, not catching a ride or someone picking me up. I was walking. I went to this church. Nobody, there was no service going on. Let me tell you what was going on. They was doing voting there, what they was doing. I say, "What?" So it's like, "Lord, I need you. I want to get out of the world. I want to, I'm yearning to learn more." And this is why we have to be so careful. So careful today on what we say, especially the saints of God. Your words and your actions, let it be one. Not saying one thing out of your mouth and doing something else. You are being watched. You are being watched by the world. You are being watched by your family and your friends, because they are waiting. They are waiting to tell you about yourself. But you see, when you change and you come into the knowledge of Christ, and now you're walking in Christ, he washed you in the blood and he cleans you up. It doesn't matter what nobody has to say about you. Because your past don't determine who God say you are. Man will forever look at you and always look at your past. When you come into Christ, tell me, into you. You're in Christ, you walk in, you know, in the word, everything. You're no longer doing those things that you was doing before. And you go around, you know how your family will have parties and, you know, all that. So you have the drinking and the smoking and what's not that is going on. Tell me that they don't come and say, yeah, you remember when you used to go to the club and you used to be drinking and you used to be smoking and you used to be cussing? I'm like, did you hear the key word in all that you just said? The key words, used to, meaning I don't do it anymore. So no, you're not going to drag me back to the club. You're not going to drag me back into drinking and smoking and cussing and all that stuff. You see, when they begin to do that and you find yourself slowly, you're drinking, you go into the club, or you go into the club to, you know, you're going to deliver someone, not deliver, let's say, you're going to bring someone to Christ in the club. Did you ask God that that's where he wanted you to be, in that club? Or are you going to the club because you feel that, hey, he delivered me from, you know, all my club hopping, my cussing and all that, so I'm strong enough now that I can go in there? Are you really strong enough? Because two things is going to happen. Take it to the bank. Two things going to happen. We're going to see whose spirit is stronger. Spirit being, people. We are spirit being first. Two things is going to happen. One, either your spirit is stronger than their spirit, that you're going to draw them, or their spirit is stronger than yours. Maybe you slipping and you think nobody in, knowing, and you're not strong enough. You're not built up yet. And their spirit is stronger than yours. And now you find yourself back drinking, clubbing, partying, cussing, back to the same thing. And it's slowly that is happening, that when it goes full blown, if you don't have people around you, that is your brothers and sisters keeper in Christ, and see the road that you're going down, to say, hey, my brother, hey, my sister, and enlighten you to what it is that is going on. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. Why? Because you've gone back in to that old behavior. That's exactly what you allow to resurrect back in your life. That's what you allow. Because you wasn't listening to that still small voice. You wasn't listening to when it was prophesied to you what's going to happen, the road that you're going down, and what's going to happen. People don't, when you're being prophesied to, people don't like to hear what is going to happen if you don't change. Because warning comes before destruction, and God is so mindful of you that he sent his man, a woman, a God that is available at that present time to give you that word. And they don't know you. They never seen you. But they point you out, and God is talking directly to you. And some act like they don't know what what the prophet or prophetess is talking about. Don't act. He is mindful of you. He see the road. He see what you are resurrecting in your life, and that's something he don't want you to go through again. Things that we have hidden. You know, you have the conscious mind and you have the subconscious mind. You also have the unconscious mind. Okay? There's three parts to the mind, and I just give it to you. The conscious mind is the part where you're aware and think with. The unconscious mind is the one that creates or dreams. The subconscious mind is where mental programs are created and carried out. You hear stuff. I'm using me. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm using me. Okay? You know how they say sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can't hurt you? Devil, you're a liar. Because you hearing the talk. You may not react to the talk. But deep down, you hear them say, deep down within you, which is that subconscious mind, that's where taking in everything, things that you have went through in your childhood that was not dealt with, okay, that is now resurrecting, that needs to be healed, that you need to be delivered from. That's where it's at, deep down in that subconscious mind there. That's where it's hidden. But it takes that man and woman of God to come. God used them. He uses them. But are you willing? You see, free body that is being delivered, is delivered. Why? Because if you think that enemy is not going to talk to you, that spirit is not going to talk to you and tell you that they don't want to be delivered, it is real, people. It is real. Tell you straight up. They don't want to be delivered. But let me tell you, when you're delivered and set free, the enemy is mad. He is mad because you no longer have the stronghold over you. No longer have that stronghold over you. You walk in because you know what God has done for you. You know what he released you from. He released you from that lying tongue, that Jezebel spirit. You always notice the same spirit and the name them. There is name to them. And the tentacles that go along with them. Because there is, you know, the tree, it have the roots. And the roots go all over, just like it have the branches, and it go all over. The branches have the leaves, and it go all over. Okay? The underlying cause, the root cause of you going back, resurrecting that mess. Was it something that you didn't dealt with before? Don't be afraid to look in that mirror and say, God, show me me. Show me that I'm able to deal with it. And then when we ask God to forgive us for the sins of our fathers and forefathers, you don't know what your forefather has done. You don't know. You don't know if they offer up your generation to the enemy. You don't know. But you see stuff that is going on in your lineage. In your lineage. And God may have placed you in that very lineage to save it. To save that lineage. When he leads you on a path, stay on the path. And if you veer off, you stumble off, you can come back to him. Ask him to forgive you, to direct your path, that you do not fall back in that situation again. We today can go before God. We are not like those in the Bible where they had to go to, you know, the priest to get their sins atoned. And to this day, you have churches that where you have to confess to the priest. You got to go to confession. We ain't going to say what's next. But let me tell you, it's time for us to speak life, walk in the true and fullness of who God called us to be. Do not reach back and pick up that old man where, you know, you're back there cursing, you're back there doing everything that you know you are not supposed to do. Don't do it. If you find yourself in that position, repent. That's the God that we serve. Busy, you know, God, I need this. I want that. But we don't go and say, Lord, forgive me. I have walked contrary to your word. You didn't go repenting. Because you think that you can go to God any kind of way and he's supposed to answer you, then you don't know the God that created you. He is merciful, he is loving, and he is forgiving. And I thank God that he is not like man. He is not like man. Because if he had to treat us the way how we treat him, we'll be in the world of hurt. We'll be in some serious trouble. So today, be your brothers and sisters keepers. Be obedient, still small voice that continually warns you. And pray. Stay prayerful, because people, y'all think that COVID and this vaccine and all that is something? Let me tell you, what is coming, we ought to pray that God keep us in the ark of safety. We ought to run to him like never before and pray that when you're talking to your loved ones, that they are listening to you because they see the life that you're living and you stand on your principle of God, that they will follow you to Christ. Because let me tell you something. God, mercy on us all. Have mercy on us all. When they take this very Bible from us, oh, I'm talking foolishness? That's what you say? Okay. When they take this Bible here from you, I pray without a shadow of a doubt that you have some kind of word inside you, that you can ask the Holy Spirit to resurrect it within you when you need that word, because it is going to be taken away. Access to it on the phone, and you still don't use it. You have it right here, paperback form. Or I'm sure you can go in the Kindle and read it on online. Okay? You have it. And you don't read it. You don't spend time in the Word. People say, oh, man wrote the Bible. Of course, that's what God gave. You know, he used man. Did he not use Moses to write the Ten Commandments? And his law, you all still talk about it. But you all say, oh, man write the Bible and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, I pray for you all. I pray that, you know, some way along the line in my conversation, something you can grab hold to. Something that you can grab hold to. Because without God, we are nothing. And if he is for us, who can be against us? Who? They try. And you know what I tell people? You know, the word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I don't know about y'all, but I'm one of his anointed. And in order for God to touch them, guess what? They got to touch me. And when they touch me, God deal with them. Remember, no man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. God will fight your battles for you. If you trust and believe in him and stay walking in the light and you cannot straddle the fence. You cannot. You're either all in or you all out. There is no in between. You can't go back to the old man when it's convenient for you. You can't, because one day you might go back to that old man and you're going to be standing right in judgment, because no man know the day, the time, nor the hour when he is going to be calling your name. And when he call your name, be in right standing. Be in right standing with God. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for our listeners. Father, you know what they're in need of. Father, we thank you for the ears that heard the word, Lord Father. We thank you for the heart that received it, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, that they will not just be hearers, but they will be doers of the word as well, Lord Father. I thank you for your light resurrecting in them, Lord Father, making it brighter, Lord Father, for you're the one that clean, Lord Father, from the inside out, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to listen to not just this broadcast, you can listen to any of the previous broadcasts that we have. Go ahead and visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. And if you have not liked and follow our page, go ahead and do so while you visit the page. And just click on any one of those links that says Blog Talk Radio or even our Sunday service. Just go ahead and listen. You can share the blog talk with a friend. All you got to do is just copy the link, you know, and share it with a friend. And when you listen to a message, after that message is finished, another message will play, and it will continue playing until you shut it off. You can go your whole day if you're at home and you're listening to it on the computer. You can walk away and just continue listening to the message. Now, remember, tomorrow, you know, it's always, we're going back. So you're going to hear the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. You may hear the late Pastor Sharon Barnes in the midst. You'll hear Bishop Porter. You'll even hear Deacon Michael inside there. The word is the word, and the word is always on time. So join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So till then, be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.